The next word is law. English. The law is very important for a just society. Punjabi. Kanuni kniyai samaj lai mahutma hatava puran hai. Breakdown. Kanun. Colon. Kanun. This is the Punjabi word for law. It is a masculine noun, and is pronounced Q schwa stress NU lengthened N. Ik. Colon. Ik. This is the Punjabi word for A. It is a definite article, and is pronounced small cap IK. Niai. Colon. Niai. This is the Punjabi word for just. It is an adjective, and is pronounced N small cap I stress letter 251 lengthened small cap I. Samaj. Colon. Samaj. This is the Punjabi word for society. It is a masculine noun, and is pronounced S schwa stress M letter 251 lengthened dh. Lai. Colon. Lai. This is the Punjabi word for. It is a preposition, and is pronounced L open air lengthened. Bahut. Colon. Bahut. This is the Punjabi word for very. It is an adverb, and is pronounced B schwa stress H letter 288. Mahatvapuran. Colon. Mahatvapurna. This is the Punjabi word for important. It is an adjective, and is pronounced M turned V stress het dot V dot P letter 288 tap dot ni. Hair. Colon. High. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is a verb, and is pronounced H open air lengthened. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject verb object, SVO, word order, which is the same as in English. The word order in Punjabi is relatively flexible, but the basic structure is SVO. Punjabi uses a lot of postpositions, which are similar to prepositions in English. For example, the word lai, lai, is a postposition that means for. Punjabi has a rich system of grammatical genders, which can be tricky for English speakers to learn. However, it is important to note that the gender of a noun will affect the form of the adjective or verb that modifies it. The next word is paper. English. The paper is on the table. Punjabi. Kagaz mez te hai. Breakdown. Kagaz. Kagaz. Paper. Mez. Mez. Table. Te. Te. On, marks location. Hair. High. Is, present tense verb. Key concepts. Postposition. The word. De. Is a postposition, which means it comes after the noun it modifies. Maze. In this case, postpositions are common in Punjabi, and often indicate location, or direction. Word order. Punjabi has a flexible word order, but in this sentence, the subject kagaz comes first, followed by the location mez de, and finally the verb hair. English. The paper is on the table. Punjabi kagaz mez de hair. The next word is position. English. The teacher's position is very important. Punjabi. Hindi a Hindi vaksi hari era kana pakadi sati di mahut mahatava puran hai. Breakdown. Adhyapak. This is the word for teacher in Punjabi. The Hindi a at the start is important, because it is a vowel, and will help Ispikenji get the pronunciation right. The. This is the Punjabi equivalent of the English possessive, of, or, s. It shows ownership. In this sentence, it shows that the position belongs to the teacher. Sati. The. This word means, position, in Punjabi. Mahut. This word means, very. Mahatavapuran. This word means, important, in Punjabi. Ha. This is the Punjabi equivalent of the English, is. It's the present tense verb. Key concepts. 1. Possessive. The. Particle is essential to show ownership in Punjabi, like the, s, in English. 2. Present tense verb. The. Ha. Is the core of the sentence, similar to the, is, in English. Remember, it's helpful to practice reading these Punjabi sentences aloud to get a better grasp of the pronunciation. The next word is near. English. The park is near the school. Punjabi. Bad school de neri hai. Breakdown. Bad. Bad park. School. School, school. The of possessive. Neri. Any letter 1E5BE near. High is. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses the post position. The. To indicate possession. In this case, the park is near the school. The structure is, X is near the Y, where X is the subject of the sentence, and Y is the object of the sentence. English. The park is near the school. Punjabi. Bad school de neri hai. The next word is human. English. The human is responsible for their own actions. Punjabi. Adami apne karma da zimmevar hota hai. Breakdown. Adami. Admi. This word literally means man, but in this context it translates as human. Apne. Apne. This is a possessive pronoun, meaning one's own or their own. Kanma. Come on. This is the plural form of kan. Kam. Meaning work or actions. Da. Da. This is a possessive particle, like of in English. Sihadin mevar. Zimivar. This means responsible or accountable. Huda hai. Hunda hai. This is the present tense form of the verb to be, meaning is. Key concept. The sentence uses the concept of responsibility and emphasizes that humans are accountable for their actions. It highlights the idea that individuals are not passive observers in life, but rather active participants, who shape their own destiny through their choices and actions. English. The human is responsible for their own actions. Punjabi. Adami apne karma da zimmevar hota hai. The next word is no. English. I know the answer. Punjabi. Mainu jawab pata hai. Breakdown. Mainu. This is the dative case of the pronoun. Main. I, meaning, to me. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. It can be translated as, to me, or, for me. Jawab. This is the noun. Jawab. Answer. It is in the nominative case, the subject of the verb. Pata. This is the adjective. Pata. Noun, in this case it acts as an adjective in the predicate. Ha. This is the verb. Ha. Is, this is in the present tense, and agrees with the subject. Menu. I. English. I know the answer. Punjabi. Menu jawab pata hai. The next word is computer. English. She uses the computer for her work. Punjabi. Oh, apne kan lai computer vaadadi hai. Breakdown. Oh. She, pronoun, subject. Apne. Her, possessive pronoun, modifies. Kan. Work, noun, object of the preposition. Lai. For, preposition, connects. Kan. To. Computer. Computer, noun, object of the verb. Vagadadihe. Uses, verb, present tense, third person singular feminine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives must agree with the gender of the subject. Here, the subject is oh, which is feminine, so the verb is vagadadihe. Feminine form. Object of a preposition. The noun kan is the object of the preposition. Lai. This means that kan is the thing that the preposition is referring to. Object of a verb. The noun computer is the object of the verb. Vagadadihe. This means that computer is the thing that the verb is acting upon. English. She uses the computer for her work. Punjabi. Oh, apne kan lai computer vagadadihe. The next word is situation. English. The situation is quite complex. Punjabi. Halat kafi mushkil ni. Breakdown. Halat. This is the Punjabi word for situation. It is in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. Kafi. This means quite or very and modifies the adjective. Mushkil. This word means difficult or complex. It is in the nominative case and agrees with halat in gender and number. Ni. This is the Punjabi equivalent of the English is. It is the third person singular present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi nouns and adjectives are marked for gender. In this sentence, both halat and mushkil are feminine. Case marking. Punjabi verbs use different endings depending on their function in the sentence. In this sentence, halat and mushkil are both in the nominative case, as they are the subject and the adjective describing the subject, respectively. English. The situation is quite complex. Punjabi. Halat kafi mushkil ni. The next word is staff. English. The staff is very friendly. Punjabi. Sartap bahut do sartana hai. Breakdown. Sartap. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for staff. Bahut. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for very. Dosadana. : this is the Punjabi word for friendly. Hai : this is the Punjabi word for is. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives, like, friendly, agree in gender with the noun they modify, like, staff. In this case, staff is considered masculine, so we use the masculine form of the adjective. Dorsatana. Word order. The Punjabi sentence follows the structure subject-verb-object. The subject, staff, comes first, followed by the verb, is, and then the adjective, friendly. English. The staff is very friendly. Punjabi. Sartap Mahut Dorsatana Hai. The next word is activity. English. The children are engaged in an activity. Punjabi. Bache Kiriya Vichruje Hoi Hun. Breakdown. Bache. Back. Children. Kiriya. Kiriya. Activity. Vich. Vich. In. Ruji. Raj. Engage. Hoi. Hoi. Ah. Hun. Han. This is the ending particle that marks the end of the sentence, akin to a period in English. Key concepts. Noun. Bache. Back. Children. Noun. Kiriya. Kiriya. Activity. Preposition. Vich. Vich. In verb. Ruji. Raj. Engaged auxiliary verb. Hoi. Hoi. Our sentence ending particle. Hun. Han. Note. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present continuous tense, which is formed with the verb to be, in this case. Hoi. Hoi. And a present participle, in this case, Ruji. Raj. The next word is film. English. We watched a film last night. Punjabi. Asi kal ratik film dekhi. Breakdown. Asi. Asin. We, subject. Color. Yesterday, adverb. Rat. Rat. Night, adverb. Ik. Ik. One, determiner. Xiharilam. Film. Film, object. Deki. Dekai. Watched, past tense verb. Key concepts. The verb. Deki. Is in the past tense, indicating an action that took place in the past. The sentence uses the simple past tense, which is a common tense used to describe past actions. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, which is different from English's subject-verb-object order. English. We watched a film last night. Punjabi. Asi kal ratik film dekhi. The next word is morning. English. Good morning. Punjabi. Subah savera. Breakdown. Subah. Means good in Punjabi. Savera. Means morning in Punjabi. This is a simple and common way to greet someone in the morning in Punjabi. English. Good morning. Punjabi. Subah savera. The next word is war. English. The war was horrific. Punjabi. Jung Pianoksi. Breakdown. Jung. This is the word for war. You can remember this word as it sounds similar to the English word jungle, and war is often found in jungles. Pianok. Bionak, this is the word for horrific, and means very scary and terrible. See, this is the past tense of the verb, to be. English, the war was horrific. Punjabi. Jung Pianok see. The next word is account. English. He has a bank account. Punjabi. Ufada bank khata hai. Breakdown. Ufada. This is a possessive pronoun meaning his. It is formed by combining the third person singular pronoun. Uf. He, with the possessive particle. Da. Of. Bank. This is the word for bank. Kata. This is the word for account. He. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses a possessive pronoun to show ownership of the account. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, which is different from English. English, he has a bank account. Punjabi. Ufada bank khata hai. The next word is shop. English, I went to the shop. Punjabi. Main dukaan pe gaya. Breakdown. Main. I, subject. Dukaan. Shop, object. T. On, preposition. Gaya. Jaya. Went, verb, past tense. Key concepts. The word order is subject, prepositional phrase, verb. De. Is used to indicate location with the noun. Dukaan. Shop. English. I went to the shop. Punjabi. Main dukaan te gaya. The next word is major. English. He is a major in the army. Punjabi. Uff fauj vich major hai. Breakdown. Uff. Oh. He. Kanoraj. Fauj. Army. Vich. In. Major. 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 High. Is. Key concepts. The word. Major. Is a loan word in Punjabi, which is used in this case. Vich. Is a preposition that is used to indicate location. It is similar to the English word, in. You can think of. Vich. As being similar to. Vich. Which means inside. The extra H is there for pronunciation purposes, and should not impact your understanding of the word. English. He is a major in the army. Punjabi. Ufauj vich major hai. The next word is more. English. He has more books than me. Punjabi. Ufade kol mere naalo ziyada kitaabaan hain. Breakdown. Ufade. This is the possessive pronoun for his or her, indicating that the books belong to him slash her. Kol. This word means, with, and indicates possession. So, It signifies that the books are with him slash her. Mary. This is the possessive pronoun for my. La law. This is the word for an, indicating comparison. Sihariada. This word means more. Kitaba. This is the plural form of the word for books. Fun. This is the present tense verb meaning are. Important concepts. The use of possessive pronouns. Ufadi. Mary. To show ownership. The use of the word. Call. To indicate possession. The use of the word. Lalo. To make comparisons. The structure of a comparative sentence in Punjabi. English. He has more books than me. Punjabi. Ufadi call Mary Lalo Ziada Kitabathan. The next word is someone. English. Someone is here. Punjabi. Koli. Itti. Hair. Breakdown. Koli. This is the Punjabi word for someone. It's a pronoun, and it's used to refer to an unspecified person. Itti. This word means here. It's an adverb that indicates location. Hair. This is the Punjabi verb, to be. In this sentence, it's in the present tense, and it's used to indicate that someone exists in the present moment. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence structure is similar to English in this example. The subject, someone, is followed by the location, here, and then the verb, is. The next word is above. English. The bird is flying above the tree. Punjabi. Chidiya Darakht Na Upara Drahai Hai. Breakdown. Chidiya. Bird, feminine, singular. Darakht. Tree, masculine, singular. The. Of, possessive marker, used with. Darakht. Upar. Above. Ard. Fly, present participle. Rahai. Is, present continuous tense marker, feminine. Hai. Is, present tense marker, singular. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, and the verb conjugations change depending on the gender of the noun. Possessive markers. The word the is used to show possession, and is placed between the noun and its possessor. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is formed using the present participle of the verb and the appropriate tense marker. English. The bird is flying above the tree. Punjabi. Chidiya Darakht Na Upara Drahai Hai. The next word is design. English. The designer designed a beautiful building. Punjabi. Designer Ne Ek Sundar Imarat Design Kiti. Breakdown. Designer. This is the word for designer, and it is in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. Ne. This is the postposition that marks the subject of a transitive verb in Punjabi. Ek. This is the word for a, or one. Sudar. This is the adjective meaning beautiful. Imarat. This is the word for building. Design. This is the past tense of the verb, to design. Kiti. This is the past tense marker for the verb, to do, and indicates that the action was completed in the past. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, instead of prepositions. in this sentence? Nee. Marks the subject of the verb. Nominative case. The subject of the sentence is in the nominative case. In this sentence, designer is the subject. Transitive verbs. Transitive verbs require a direct object. In this sentence, designkiti is a transitive verb, and the direct object is imagat. English. The designer designed a beautiful building. Punjabi. Designer ne ek sundar imagat design kiti. The next word is event. English. The event was very enjoyable. Punjabi. Eh event bahut mazedar si. Breakdown. Eh. This, it, subject, pronoun. Event. Event, subject. Bahut. Very, adverb. Mazedar. Enjoyable, adjective. Si. Was, verb, past tense. Key concept. Punjabi word order. Subject, adverb, adjective, verb. English. The event was very enjoyable. Punjabi. Eh event bahut mazedar si. The next word is special. English. This is a special occasion. Punjabi. Hi, a, hi, hi, vishesh, hi, hi, moka, hi, 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 hi. Breakdown. Hi, a, hi, this, pronoun. Hi, vishesh, hi, special, adjective. Remember that the adjective, hi, vishesh, hi, comes before the noun. This is a key characteristic of the Punjabi language. Hi, moka, hi, occasion, noun. Hi, hi, is, verb. The Punjabi equivalent of the English, is, hi. Important. Punjabi language has its own unique sentence structure and word order. It can be quite different from English. It is important to learn these differences to understand the language effectively. The next word is sometimes. English. Sometimes I eat chapati. Punjabi.
Kade kade main chapati khada ha.
Breakdown.
Kade kade.
Colon, this phrase means, sometimes, in Punjabi. It is a combination of two words.
Kade.
Kade, meaning, ever, or, sometimes, and.
Kade.
Kade, meaning, sometimes.
Meh.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, I.
Chapati.
Colon, this is the Punjabi word for, chapati. A type of flatbread.
Kadaha.
Colon, this is the present tense verb for, eat, in Punjabi, conjugated for the first person singular. Key concept. The phrase.
Kade kade.
Is used to express an action that occurs occasionally, not regularly. English translation. Sometimes I eat chapati. Punjabi translation.
Kade kade main chapati khada ha.
The next word is condition. English. The condition of the car is poor. Punjabi.
Gaddi di halat kharab hai.
Breakdown.
Gaddi. Gaddi.
Ka.
Di.
Di. Of the possessive marker, used for feminine nouns like
Gaddi. Halat.
Halat. Condition.
Kharab.
Kharab. Bad / poor.
Hair.
High. Is. Key concepts. The use of the possessive marker.
The.
To show ownership, connecting.
Gandhi.
Car, and. harlot. Condition. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, as seen in this sentence. English. The condition of the car is poor. Punjabi.
Gadidi harlot khab hai.
The next word is carry. English. He carries a heavy bag. Punjabi.
Oh, ek bhari bag chota hai.
Breakdown.
Oh, he
ek
a bhari heavy bag chota
carries. Present tense, masculine singular.
Hair
is. This indicates present tense. This sentence uses the present tense and masculine singular form of the verb, carry. Note that in Punjabi, the verb changes depending on the subject, he, she, it, they, etc. and the tense. Key concept. The use of the verb.
Chukada
demonstrates the change in verbs based on tense and subject. The next word is choose. English. He chose to stay home. Punjabi.
Usne kar rahina chuniya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he.
Kar.
This means home.
Rahina.
This is the infinitive form of the verb to stay.
Chuniya.
This is the past tense of the verb to choose. The sentence follows the structure of subject plus verb plus object, which is a common sentence structure in Punjabi. Key concepts. Punjabi has a system of grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Infinitives in Punjabi are used in a similar way to English. Verb conjugation in Punjabi is more complex than in English. Translation. He chose to stay home. The next word is father. English. My father is a kind man. Punjabi.
Mera pita ek dayalu aadmi hai.
Breakdown.
Mera. Mera.
My possessive pronoun.
Pita.
Peter. Father.
Ik. Ik.
A indefinite article.
Dialu.
Dialu. Kind.
Adami.
Admi.
Man.
Hair.
Hi.
Is present tense, singular, masculine. Key concepts. Possessive pronoun.
Mera.
Shows possession. Masculine singular subject. The subject.
Pita.
Father is masculine and singular. This is why the verb.
Hair.
Is also singular and masculine. English. My father is a kind man. Punjabi.
Mera pita ek dayalu aadmi hai.
The next word is get. English. I got a new book today. Punjabi.
Mainu aaj navi kitab mili.
Breakdown.
Mainu.
To me. The dative case marker.
Nu.
Nu. Combines with the personal pronoun.
Me. Main.
Aj.
Aj.
Today.
Navi.
Navi.
New.
Kitab.
Kitab.
Book.
Mili.
Mili. Got, past tense of the verb.
Milana. Milner.
To get. English. I got a new book today. Punjabi.
Mainu aaj navi kitab mili.
The next word is decision. English. He made a wise decision. Punjabi.
Usne samajhdari wala faisla kiya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he.
Samajhdari.
This is the feminine noun for wisdom or understanding.
Vala.
This is a possessive adjective meaning having or with and is used to describe the noun before it.
Pesala.
Pesala. This is the masculine noun for decision.
Kita.
This is the past tense of the verb to do or to make. Key concept. The word
Vala
is a versatile word in Punjabi and often used to link adjectives to nouns. English. He made a wise decision. Punjabi.
Usne samajhdari wala faisla kiya.
The next word is table. English. He is sitting at the table. Punjabi.
Uth mez te baitha hai.
Breakdown.
Uth
means he and is the subject of the sentence.
Mez
means table.
De
means on or at and connects the subject to the location.
Baitha
means sitting and is the verb in the sentence, showing the action of the subject.
Hai
is the present tense verb, is, and indicates that the action is happening now. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order, which is different from English's subject-verb-object, SVO, order. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after a noun, to indicate relationships like location. For example, the word
de
functions as a postposition in this sentence. English. He is sitting at the table. Punjabi.
Uth mez te baitha hai.
The next word is certain. English. He is certain about his future. Punjabi.
Uth apne bhavish bare yakini hai.
Breakdown.
Uth.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Apne.
His or her slash its, possessive pronoun.
Bhavish.
Future.
Bare.
About.
Yakini.
Certain.
Hai.
Is, present tense. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns.
Apne.
Is used to show possession of the future. Prepositional phrase.
Bare.
Introduces a prepositional phrase describing the topic of certainty. Present tense.
Hai.
Indicates that the state of being certain is happening now. Translation. He is certain about his future. The next word is forward. English. He moved forward. Punjabi.
Uhagge vadia.
Breakdown.
Uth.
He, him, she, her, the pronoun used to indicate a male person in this instance.
Agge.
Forward, ahead. This word signifies moving in the direction that is in front of you.
Vadia.
Moved, progressed. The past tense of the verb, to move. The Punjabi word order is subject adverb verb. The word
agge
is used as an adverb of place in this sentence, modifying the verb.
Vadia.
English. He moved forward. Punjabi.
Uhage vadia.
The next word is main. English. I am the main person. Punjabi.
Memukha.
Breakdown.
Main.
I.
Muk.
Muk. Main, chief, head.
Ha.
Han. Am. Key concepts. The word
Muk
is often used to indicate something primary, chief, or most important. In this sentence, the subject is
Me,
and the predicate is
Mukha.
English, I am the main person. Punjabi.
Me Mukha.
The next word is die. English, he died yesterday. Punjabi.
Kal ho mar gaya.
Breakdown.
Kal.
Cow, yesterday.
Oh, he. Mar.
Ma, to die.
Gaya.
Dire, past tense marker, went. This sentence uses a simple past tense structure. The past tense of the verb.
Mar.
Ma, to die, is.
Mar gaya.
Ma gaya, meaning, died. The word.
Gaya.
Gaya functions as a past tense marker, and helps indicate that the action occurred in the past. Key concept. Punjabi verbs are conjugated to indicate tense. The conjugation of the verb.
Mar.
Ma, into.
Mar gaya.
Ma gaya indicates that the action of dying took place in the past. English. He died yesterday. Punjabi.
Kal ho mar gaya.
The next word is bear. English. The bear is sleeping in the cave. Punjabi.
Rich gofa vich so reha hai.
Breakdown.
Rich.
Rich. Bear.
Gofa.
Gofa. Cave.
Vich.
Vich.
In.
Saw.
Sawn.
Sleeping.
Reha.
Reha. Is. Key concepts.
Vich.
Vich. This is a postposition that indicates location. Think of it as in or within.
Reha.
Reha. This is a suffix that indicates a continuous action in the present tense. In this case, the bear is continuously sleeping. English. The bear is sleeping in the cave. Punjabi.
Rich gofa vich so reha hai.
The next word is cut. English. He cut the bread with a knife. Punjabi.
Usne chaku nal roti kati.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he. It is used as the subject of the sentence.
Chaku nal.
This phrase means, with a knife. The word
chaku
means knife.
Nal.
Is a postposition, similar to, with, in English, and is used to indicate the instrument, or means of action.
Roti.
This is the word for, bread.
Kati.
This is the past tense of the verb.
Katana.
Which means, to cut. It is in the feminine singular form to agree with the subject, bread. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi verbs and adjectives agree in gender and number with their nouns. Notice how the verb kati is in the feminine singular form to agree with the noun roti, bread. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions like with or in to indicate location or means. Translation: he cut the bread with a knife. The next word is describe. English: the house is described as being very old. Punjabi:
Ghar bahut purana dassi jaanda hai.
Breakdown: Ghar: colon, this is the Punjabi word for house. It is in the subject position of the sentence.
Bahut:
colon, this means very and modifies the adjective.
Purana: purana,
colon, this is the Punjabi word for old and describes the house.
Dasya:
colon, this is the past participle of the verb.
Dasana:
which means to tell.
Jada:
colon, this is the present participle of the verb.
Jana:
which means to go, and is used here to form the passive voice, is described.
Hair:
colon, this is the Punjabi equivalent of is. Key concepts: the passive voice is used in Punjabi using the present participle of the verb
jana
and the past participle of the main verb. This is a very common construction in Punjabi. You can think of it as being plus past participle. You can see that the word order in the Punjabi sentence is different from the English sentence. This is typical of Punjabi grammar. The next word is himself. English: he himself did this. Punjabi:
usne aap hi kiya.
Breakdown:
usne,
this is the third person singular masculine pronoun, he, in the nominative case. It's the subject of the sentence.
Aap:
this word means himself and emphasizes that the subject performed the action alone. It's a reflexive pronoun.
Ich:
this is the demonstrative pronoun, this, and refers to the action that was done.
Kita:
this is the past tense of the verb to do. It indicates that the action has already been completed. Key concepts: pronouns in Punjabi. Masculine and feminine pronouns in Punjabi change depending on the context, subject, object, etc. Reflexive pronouns. Punjabi uses reflexive pronouns to indicate that the subject is both the actor and the receiver of the action. Past tense: the Punjabi verb to do conjugates in different ways depending on the subject and the tense. English translation: he himself did this. The next word is who. English: who is she? Punjabi:
acorn hai.
Breakdown: a means this or she depending on context.
Corn
means who.
Hai
means is. This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
corn
to ask about the identity of a female person. The next word is available. English: I am available today. Punjabi:
main upalabdh hoon.
Breakdown:
main,
I,
aaj,
today,
upalabdh,
available,
hoon,
am. The sentence is in the present tense. The word
upalabdh
is an adjective that describes the subject. I. Key concepts: the Punjabi language uses a different word order than English. The subject comes before the verb. The word
Ha
is a verb, but it is also used as an auxiliary verb. It is used to form the present tense of the verb.
English: I am available today. Punjabi: Main upalabdh haan.
The next word is especially. English: He especially likes to eat fish. Punjabi:
Oh, khan lai machi nu bahut pasand karda hai.
Breakdown:
Oh,
he slash she slash it.
Khan:
To eat, infinitive form.
Lai:
For, purpose.
Machi:
Fish.
Nu:
To slash for, object marker.
Bahut:
Very slash extremely.
Personed:
Like slash love.
Karada:
Does, masculine singular present tense of verb, karana. Key concepts: Postposition.
Lai
and
nu
are postpositions, which function similar to prepositions in English. They follow the noun they modify. Object marker:
Nu
is often used as an object marker after verbs like, and eat. Gender agreement: In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives agree in gender with the subject. The masculine singular form of the verb, to do.
Karana
is used here, since the subject is masculine.
Oh,
he. Translation: He especially likes to eat fish. The next word is strong. English: The man is strong. Punjabi:
Adami vada takatavar hai.
Breakdown:
Adami. Adami
means man.
Vada: Vada kariki zero d a macron.
Means big or large, but in this context it means very or extremely. It is used to emphasize the strength of the man.
Takatavar.
Takatavar means strong.
Hair.
High is the present tense form of the verb to be, and means is. Key concept: In Punjabi, adjectives often follow the noun they modify. This is different from English, where adjectives usually come before the noun. Translation: The man is very strong. The next word is rise. English: The sun rises in the east. Punjabi:
Suraj Purab Vallo Ugada Hai.
Breakdown:
Suraj,
Suraj,
sun.
Purab,
Purab,
east.
Vallo, Vallo Akariki Charik,
from, towards.
Ugada:
Agda:
Rises.
Hair:
High
is. This sentence demonstrates the use of the postposition.
Vallo: Vallo Akariki Charik,
which indicates direction. It is followed by the noun.
Purab:
Purab, east.
The verb: Ugada:
Agda: Rises, is in the present tense, and agrees with the subject.
Suraj:
Suraj,
sun.
Key concept: The postposition.
Vallo: Vallo Akariki Charik
is used to indicate direction, and can be translated as from, towards, or in the direction of. It is typically followed by a noun or a pronoun that specifies the direction.
English:
The sun rises in the east.
Punjabi:
suraj purab vallo ugadahe. The next word is girl. English. She is a girl. Punjabi.
Uhik kuri hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
She. Ik. A.
Kuri.
Girl.
Hai.
Is. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject verb object, SVO, like English, making it easier to understand. The word
hai
is the present tense conjugation of the verb to be. English, she is a girl. Punjabi,
ohik kuri hai.
The next word is maybe. English, maybe we should go to the park. Punjabi.
Kanai dusi park jana chahida hai.
Breakdown.
Kanai.
Maybe. This is the key word, and is one of the many ways to express maybe.
Usi.
We, subject.
Park.
Park, object.
Jana.
To go, verb.
Chahida.
Should, modal verb.
Hai.
Is, copula. This sentence uses the grammatical structure of subject, modal verb, object, copula, and verb.